This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, over the last week, we got onto the Holy Ghost rabbit trail on concerning our younger people, that generation, our posterity that's been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and how they were actually attempting to, in the United States of America, overthrow or turn over a cop car because they wanted to free their friends that were breaking the law. And so we spent some time at the, you know, on the responsible party, you know, train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. And then the next thing we talked about again is how wisdom is justified by your children. And folks, what I want to talk about today is when we get over to it during the second, third, fourth segment on the radio show today, is this. I would advise no one to send his child with a Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Of course it does. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. That's exactly right. Well, Bradley, what do you mean? Well, what I'm going to talk about today is I'm going to go back 240 years, and yesterday I was talking about, during one of the segments, how smart were our forefathers, and what was it that they were feeding on? I'm going to get to that, friends, because this is like crazy stuff. They were amazingly smart concerning our forefathers, friends. They were no slouches in any sense of the word. So we're going to get to that. In contrast, I also want to highlight the fact that we were told by William Bennett, the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, for all you Reaganites, he said that the longer that young people stay in school today, he said, in essence, the stupider they become. This is the Secretary of Education under William Bennett. So when you're looking at those protesters, keep in mind that they are a reflection of the older generation. Also keep in mind, to take it another step further, friends, over 700,000 students in the United States of America that graduate every year who are illegal. Legally indoctrinated by the federal government by a violation of Article 10 or the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, indoctrinating them through No Child Left Behind, again, Common Core, and International Baccalaureate. 700,000 students every year in this country that graduate cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. We're going to be talking about, in contrast, on a positive, showing you how smart our forefathers were and what were they, again, feeding on. We're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. Folks, if you'd like to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, religious rights, not after Trump win, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What that means, I don't know, but I do know that there's conservatives across the United States of America.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, prevention is better than cure. There's no question about it. And I don't know why, but someone posted this yesterday. They said that why is it that the Bibles are giving to young people when they break the law and they end up in prison? I said back to him, I said it would be better if we'd actually bring forth prevention better than cure. Wouldn't it, like, get back to the old school and get back to what our forefathers left us? And what am I saying? I'm saying that they taught us to be ruled by the word of God and not by the bayonet, either God or the tyrant, right? Well, what's happening now is they wait for the crime to be committed, then they give them a Bible in prison. How backwards can you possibly be, friends? I'm saying that for the very purpose that this is what we're going to be talking about. How smart were our forefathers and what were they feeding on? But if you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, do you think grandpa and grandma would have thought these things that are taking place in our country would be happening? Former inmate sues for being denied the satanic Bible while in prison? I mean, think about this, friends. Former inmate sues for being denied satanic Bible while in prison. How backwards can a nation become, friends? Well, go ahead and take a look. But if we want to go ahead and lay the straight stick next to the crooked one to show you the deviation, this, what we're dealing with today, is not what our forefathers, in any sense of the word, left us. Because, as I said right before the last break, friends, interestingly enough, we were warned by the likes of none other than Martin Luther. And Martin Luther was the great reformer. And keep in mind what he had said, friends, is he said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I can just hear somebody say there's lines between church and state. Well, if you're a listener to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, you know that that is found in Article 52 of the USSR, and you probably heard that through the likes of a communist organization called the ACLU. And keep in mind, the founder of the ACLU, none other than Roger Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. That's not what Thomas Jefferson said. Okay? But going on, every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently, painstakingly, and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. I mean, folks, this is crazy stuff here. Just let me take you down the road of, oh my goodness, this is crazy thinking. Okay. These are spelling words for elementary students before I show you how smart your forefathers were. Okay. And I'm going to tell you some things. It's just like, you got to be kidding me. Because today people think kids are stupid when in fact the opposite is completely true every step of the way. It depends on, friends, how much time you put into those little ones. You're going to get out of them what you put into them, believe me. And also keep in mind, the model of heaven is a child, not an adult. Spelling words for elementary students. You ready for this? Elementary students during our forefather era, okay? Contumelious. Sam, what does, by the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do, and you can define some of these words, and don't cheat. 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean one for what it's worth. Or you can go over and give us a call, friends, because we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's see the fruit of Christ, John 15. Okay, our forefathers, spelling words for elementary students, contumelious. What is the definition of contumelious, Sam?
It means haughtily, reproachful, insolent, rude, and sarcastic as contumelious language.
Okay, now how many people out there listening, the average adult, could actually define the word contumelious? But again, showing you how smart our forefathers were, friends, they had to know the definition of contumelious. How about ichthyology? Again, showing you how smart our forefathers were, elementary schools in America, you had to know the definition of ichthyology. It's ichthyology. What does it define out to be, Sam?
It means the science of fishes, or that part of zoology which treats of fishes, their structure, form, and classification.
Okay, now outside of the given that Dad already knew the definition, that I already knew that definition, how many people out there, the average Joe, would know the definition of ichthyology, and I am totally playing? How many? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this is just unthinkable today. I mean, the average adult doesn't know what that means. How about bronchotomy? Again, friends, bronchotomy. Showing you how smart our forefathers were, they had to know the word bronchotomy, and they also had to know the definition. Sam, the definition of bronchotomy.
It's an incision into the windpipe.
Oh, okay,
or
got
lungs,
you. That's right. That's
between
right.
Between the rings, called also trachotomy.
Trachotomy, yeah, got you. Okay, just making sure. Yeah, I knew what that was. I wanted to make sure you knew what it was. Okay, let's go to the next word. These are elementary students. They had to know the words and the definition of loquacious. Okay? L-O-Q-U-A-C-I-O-U-S. Again, friends, showing you how smart our forefathers were, these were words that were in elementary students' textbooks during the foundation of our country. Again, loquacious. Sam, definition.
It means talkative, given to continual talking, loquacious, brawling, ever in the wrong.
Wow. Okay. Loquacious. Okay, yep, you were right. I just wanted to make sure. I'm just reaffirming that you were right. Mendacity. Spelling words for elementary students. This is what our forefathers were feeding on, friends. I mean, they were intellectual giants for the most part. Mendacity.
It means falsehood.
Falsehood. Armigerious. Armigerious. This is another word for elementary students that our forefathers had to know. In elementary school, friends, armigerous.
It means literally bearing arms.
Bearing arms. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you got that one right. Now, you're on the computer going to the dictionary, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm just reaffirming everything you're telling me, all right? Because I'm not cheating, you are. Okay, here's another one. Vertiginous. Vertiginous. spelling words for elementary students. Just got a couple more friends. These were spelling words for elementary schools in the United States of America, and it was in the textbooks of our students to know not only the word, but also the definition.
It means turning round, affected with vertigo.
Wow. Okay, here's another one. Allogeneous. Allogeneous, O-L-E-A-G-I-N-O-U-S. Again, spelling words for elementary students. How smart were our forefathers? How smart were kids in this country? Go ahead.
It means having the qualities of oil, oily.
Okay, oily. Okay, now one more. Spelling words for elementary students. Acanthus.
It means the plant bears breech or brank, Yersin, a genus of several species.
I mean, folks, this is crazy stuff. Noah Webster warned long ago the education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous intention. It is much easier to introduce an establishment of an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. The education of youth, said Noah Webster, lays a foundation on which law and gospel rest for success. Well, friends, what was the elements of sound education in the United States of America? Number one, you ready for this? Christianity, which produces morality, given to us by knowledge, instilled at school, home, church, and our communities, of course. Now, again, I'm just going to go weave back and forth, but I'm going to show you the magnanimity of great minds, and I'm talking about our forefathers. Did you know that Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, now again, keep in mind, this counters, friends, with the revisionists. The revisionists of the day wants to tear down our forefathers because they think they have a better idea. They want you to believe that they were smarter than our forefathers. But listen to this, which we all know is untrue. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, he entered college. Charles Carroll, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, friends, entered college at the age of 10 years old. 10 years old. Fisher Ames, who was an architect of the First Amendment along with George Washington, did you know that he entered Harvard? He entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. Folks, talking about the magnanimity and the greatness in the intellectual giants known as our forefathers. What was they feeding on and what were they feeding on, friends? And folks, how smart were they? I'm showing you both sides of the sword today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was talking about how prevention is better than cure. I wanted to bring that quote up by Benjamin Rush, who is also Dr. Benjamin Rush, who is also a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He warned that what would happen if the Bible were ever removed from schools. Listen carefully. If Bibles were ever removed from schools in America, he said, in contemplating the political institution of the United States, I lament that if we remove the Bible from schools, we waste so much time and money punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. For this divine book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, that respect for just laws and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our government. See, folks, I mean, Americans have been so dummied down by the revisionists. Really, they're communist friends, or they're just reprobates, or they're just blind, is all can be. And they would have it so, because these are the people that could be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because, friends, they don't want to see it. They want you to see things the way that they want you to see things. And that's what they do, is they tear down our forefathers, and they attempt to recreate the image of greatness in magnanimity in their own ungodly reprobate images. So we're making distinction today, and we're clarifying exactly what Martin Luther meant when he said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. Is this true? Absolutely it is. Martin Luther went on and said, I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and press them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. Well, what are our forefathers feeding on? I'm going to share more with you in a moment concerning what they were feeding on in the textbooks in public schools. Charles Carroll, a signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old. Fisher Ames, he entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. You heard me right. What were these colleges teaching? Well, we'll get to that maybe today or tomorrow. That will be another show. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. He graduated Princeton at 14 years old. And again, friends, just keep in mind, in this country, you're taught you don't have to grow up until you're 25 or 30 years old. Our forefathers taught us just the exact opposite. Charles Carroll, 10 years old, entered college. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at 12 years old. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at 14 years old. Well, let's get into greater specificity here, shall we? John Trumbull was a law student under John Adams. He was also a justice in Connecticut, the Supreme Court. At the age of 4 years old, John Trumbull read through the Bible at age 4 years old. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. A six-year-old knew the Bible so well that he beat a minister in Greek, a Greek contest, at the age of 6 years old. I mean, folks, I remember an individual said that his mom always told him that when he runs out of excuses, then and only then will he get anything done. I mean, these people weren't looking for excuses. They were looking for perfection. They were looking to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John Trumbull, 6 years old, beat a minister in a Greek contest. You heard me right. He passed the Yale entrance exam. This is crazy. Sam, look at me. This is crazy stuff, friends. He passed the Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. 7.5 years old. What were kids feeding on during the revolution, friends? The Word of God. Parents held him out of college until 13 years old because, of course, they didn't want to embarrass the other students. Well, let's go to Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America. He was a POD under, or I'm sorry, a POD, forgive me, a POW under the British. But did you know that he was also a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old? Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, is also responsible for saying that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He got saved by a faithful minister, a preacher named Cargill, who got in his face and told him the truth while everybody else was dancing around him because he was the president of the United States. A faithful witness delivers souls, friends. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, right? Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. But again, Andrew Jackson, 12 years old, an American Revolution soldier. John Quincy Adams, the 6th president, also son of John Adams, the 2nd president, he performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. Folks, he didn't have a little plastic gun in his hand. He was actually performing drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. Isn't it interesting today how the state-controlled narrative is to show you a little kid over in the Middle East, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old with an AK-47 in his hand, and then they put it on the front of a magazine for you to be afraid of your enemy, America? That's not what we're... Folks, we did not come out of the throes of cowards, rest assured. Our republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Oh, well, our kids, man, you know, you just got to wait until they're 25 years old before you can put anything in their hands. Folks, you might even want to go back into the 50s. Even Time blurted the truth out in their confusion. They used to show and tell in public schools in America, friends. They had they would bring in their rifles to show their friends. That's another show I can run off that branch as well. But again, friends, talking about our forefathers and the smartness and the intellectual giants, folks, the magnanimity of these guys and what they did. Folks, if they were stupid, they wouldn't have been trusted to perform drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. John Quincy Adams also received congressional appointment to be secretary to ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old. He was an ambassador at the age of 14 years old. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, he lived as a missionary to Indians at the age of 14 years old. He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances in that particular state at the age of 17 years old. You heard me right. What were they feeding on? I mean, the McGuffey readers, folks, taught what? Listen carefully. Their lesson books, you can still buy these today, friends. By the way, you can go to Wall Builders and catch on to them. He's got a whole plethora of these books by McGuffey readers, but wallbuilders.com. The lessons that they were feeding on, friends, were number one, in order. You can go to the books yourself and see what I'm telling you is true. The character of Jesus Christ. This is what our forefathers were feeding on. Number two, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Number three, extract from the Sermon on the Mount. The extract from the Sermon on the Mount. Number four, Solomon's wise choice. Folks, these were the lessons that our forefathers were learning in elementary school. Solomon's wise choice. Solomon's wise choice. The goodness of God. That's number five. Number six is the gospel invitation. Number seven. See, folks, maybe now this explains to you why the ACLU and all these little ankle biters that constantly take out of context what I say and write about me. This is why they won't get on the radio with me, because they know what I'm telling you is true. Which exposes their lies. This is the job of a Christian, friends, as to what I'm doing right now. Expose darkness, reprove darkness by the light, as we follow the light of men. John 1, Ephesians 5. Not in that order. Number 7. Lessons books, McGuffey's lessons book had such lessons as Christian light and hope, teaching elementary students in America. Number 8, awake to Zion. And on prayer was number 9. Now they're teaching the Islamic five pillars in public schools in the United States of America. Do you see something wrong with what's going on in your country, friends? You have departed from your foundations. You've departed from your forefathers because you've departed from your God. And in that order, because our forefathers continuously pointed their finger to the crucified one. To the one that sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. This is a Christian nation, right, conservatives? This is a Christian nation, right, patriots? This is a Christian nation, right, Christians? Then why don't we start taking it on and quit being so fearful and quit capitulating in the face of those that mean to take away your country that you're so willingly giving over to your enemy even today in this country? And furthermore, I wanted to highlight the ACLU again. You do know that they are attempting to make way for the Islamic five pillars to indoctrinate your children in this country. To show you and to solidify and to reaffirm my point that, folks, they have no constitutional authority in this country whatsoever. Everybody can do it, but the Christian, folks, you've got your gospel backwards. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I'm just simply highlighting, friends, your history for you right now. That's all I'm doing. I'm highlighting your history. And again, what did Martin Luther rightly say? I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. I want to jump over to some of the slogans concerning some of these colleges and what they were and what exactly it was that they were teaching. I hope you have your seatbelt on for this one, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the magnanimity of the minds and concerning the minds of our forefathers, friends. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And if you look at every state preamble, they all put under God or acknowledging God. The Constitution ends with acknowledging God. The Declaration of Independence acknowledges the Lord four times, where we receive our unalienable rights given unto us. That which preceded the Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact, smacks of nothing but the pulpit, friends. Again, this is right in front of our faces. We need to simply get back to the Christ, friends. I mean, we have a perfect opportunity to make the world anew again every day, because the mercies of the Lord are new every day. We just have to be willing to see it through, right? We do all that we can do and we leave the results up to God, and God is not a man that he should lie. He will not leave himself without witness. And we pray that he does it exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in. Amen? Well, let's go over to, and we'll go as far as we can today, on some of these slogans or these philosophies. I'm sorry, not the philosophies, friends, but the slogans that are used in Harvard. For example, Harvard was started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevrey. signers of our Constitution, William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King, other prominent leaders that went to Harvard, Fisher Ames, framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. Harvard trained a number of our founding forefathers. What was its educational philosophy? You ready for this? By the way, this is still at Harvard today. The answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. There it is, not slogans, but mottos. Forgive me. They're mottos. For Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ. These were the colleges that our forefathers established and went to, in many cases. And their posterity, and that would be us 240 years later. Again, the answer to the question set forth in Harvard's two mottos concerning the educational philosophy, friends, is for the glory of Christ. You can still see this on the building. How did we get away from that? Now you have a Supreme Court justice named Alina Kagan, who's never judged a case a day in her life, who was the dean at Harvard. She is known for attacking your military, and she's also known for queerifying Harvard. Well, you want to talk about a major contradiction. You want to talk about a major nation that's turned upside down when it comes to judgment. Read Isaiah 59. Harvard's directive to students, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God in Jesus. This is the directives given by Harvard, which is eternal life, John 17:3. And therefore to lay Christ in the bottom is the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Folks, this is your history. His dash story. The directive continues at Harvard. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. I have yet to have anybody call in and say that we're not a Christian nation. Oh, I'm sorry, I did. I had an atheist one time. And I told him, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? He got the point real quick. Then I took him to the Mosaic Institution called Common Law. He didn't have anything to say. Sincerely, I didn't backhand him. He was a cool guy. But he was misled. He needed to open his eyes. Therefore, he was looking for someone to give him the truth, so I did. Right? This is just incredible. What about Yale, also started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Not a bunch of arrogant lawyers who don't know the law. Not a bunch of arrogant lawyers who take away the keys of knowledge as they destroy your country and then go into politics and then destroy your nation, right? One and the same. Declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, famous educator. Oh, by the way, at the beginning of his dictionary, Webster's 1828, it has a picture of him and it has an inscription right under it. It says, taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, sin. Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. Yale admonishes students, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. John 14:6. Yale's requirements. All scholars are to live a Christian life and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of the Christian religion. What a Princeton, man. We are tearing down our father's altars, are we not? And we thank God for his anointing, Isaiah 10, that breaks the yoke of bondage. For so many that are lost, if you're looking for the lighthouse, I'm telling you his name is Jesus. He is the Christ. He's the risen one. And we, the church, are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. This is what we're doing, is giving witness by the power of the Holy Ghost to his word and to your history. What about Princeton? You ready for this one? Started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It produced signers of the Declaration, Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush, signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford, cool name, dude, Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, William Patterson, other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Henry Lee, general in the American Revolution, William Bradford, George Washington's Attorney General, John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton University, signer of the Declaration, stated what he required of his students. You ready? Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their Christian instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to give you a pink slip, professor, if you do. Or I'm going to go get me an attorney so I can go ahead and help those crooked attorneys that Jesus damned in Matthew 23 to go ahead and tear away at your authority at every given step. Witherspoon taught he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. He said, "Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not," said John Witherspoon, "to call him an enemy to his country." Folks, 1793, Ben Franklin said there's no such thing as an atheist in this country. Infidelity, unfaithfulness to your spouse, was unheard of. And bad examples to our youth were unheard of. Witherspoon taught that a true friend to liberty and to America would promote Christianity and bear down on profanity and immorality at every step. Furthermore, in 1860, 262 of 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Has God shed his grace upon you? You better bet your bottom dollar he has. Has God blessed America? You better bet your bottom dollar he has. Now he looks to the church, America, to begin to obey and bless him back to the glory of his son, Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, friends. In 1890, survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, the president of the University of Vermont and University of Michigan, found that over 90% of colleges had chapel services. And they were feeding on the word constantly, weren't our forefathers? And our colleges were delivering. And they were keeping the precepts given unto them by the Most High God to preach the gospel to every creature. That's the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. 50% had compulsory chapel. 25% required of colleges in the United States required church attendance. So folks, talking about the magnanimity of the minds of Christ, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know who they were following, don't you? Do I need to say it? We follow the Christ here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com because that's what our forefathers gave unto us, and that is for their posterity.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.